We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We bring in a guy who knows it quite well. I would call him an expert. NBC's pro basketball talk writer, Dan Feldman, joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Dan, last night, pulling away in the third quarter and into the fourth, the Raptors seem to have a, I don't want to call it a smugness, but a confidence for damn sure on their faces. Earned, deserved, or is there a potential downside to that?
I mean, yes. There is a potential downside. You can get cocky. You can get too arrogant. But this is very much deserved. This Raptors team deserves to be exactly where they are. It's not by accident. It's not just because the Warriors have injuries. The Raptors are thoroughly outplaying them. There could be a real debate about whether the Raptors would beat the Warriors if the Warriors were fully healthy. But the fact that we can have a very real debate about that, considering everything we thought about the Warriors, is such a credit to the Raptors. This has not been a close series. The Warriors are blowing the doors off Golden State. And so, yeah, the Raptors, I think it's very deserved. This is a team full of veterans who've been there and know what they're doing and know what it looks like when it's going well, and it's going well. They can enjoy that.
On the offensive end last night, Klay Thompson looked completely healthy to me. On the defensive end, not so much. Or was that just when he was trying to check Kawhi Leonard, the way Kawhi's playing right now? Even a guard as good as him defensively, and I think he's as good as any in the NBA, just can't stop him.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Klay Thompson was okay defensively, not as good as he can be, but okay. I didn't think that was a real problem for the Warriors. The Warriors' problem is they don't really have a good matchup for Kawhi Leonard. It's supposed to be Kevin Durant, who can be a really good defensive player when he's locked in at that end, and you have to think when he's healthy, when he's in a competitive NBA Finals, he would have been locked in. Draymond Green is the Warrior best suited to guard Kawhi Leonard, but if you have Draymond Green on Kawhi Leonard, then you lose Draymond Green as a help defender, and that's where he's so effective. And so really the matchups are tough for Golden State to figure out. There's no simple solution, and you know, having Klay Thompson do an adequate job but still having Kawhi Leonard scoring on him a lot might have been the best option. That somebody is going to have to be that sacrificial lamb who guards Kawhi Leonard, unless it's Draymond Green, but then you're giving up a lot of health defense.
Understood. We're talking to Dan Feldman from NBC's Pro Basketball Talk here on CBS Sports Radio. If we both acknowledge and agree, Toronto's came into this finals underrated, that they were a 3-1 underdog and probably shouldn't have been, and surely don't look like it four games in with the 3-1 lead. But if it's more to it than that, is it because we didn't realize how much the injuries were going to hurt Golden State? Is Golden State running out of gas a little bit here in their fifth championship run? From a Golden State perspective, if they were expected to and supposed to win this series, and now it's going to take a hell of an effort to be able to do that, what's the reasoning for Golden State to be down 3-1?
Yeah, I think it starts with injuries. You know, we didn't expect Kevin Durant to miss the first four games. It seemed, based on what we knew going into the series, that he would have been back in sooner, and even at times early in the series, it seemed like he would have been back in by now. Didn't expect Klay Thompson to get hurt. Didn't expect Andre Iguodala to get banged up, even though he's playing through it, probably not as effective. Didn't expect Kevon Looney to get hurt. It's a long list of injuries that have really left the Warriors not up to the standards that we had for them coming into the series. And that could be related to running out of gas. You know, Kevin Durant had to play a lot of minutes to help the Warriors get here. I'm not saying for sure that's the reason he got hurt. We can never know that. But if you look at the workload on him, that maybe contributed.
Fair enough. And if he does make a comeback here and comes back and plays, we're starting with the assumption he's got to be ready to play, that there's no funny business going on here. It's not a KD conspiracy. It's not a Warrior conspiracy. He's not capable of playing. He and the doctors agree on it. If over the next couple of days there is enough recuperation, he gets a practice in and he does play, how much can Kevin Durant change his career legacy by coming back and leading this Warriors team to three straight wins?
I mean, he should get a ton of credit if he somehow does that, because I don't think it's going to happen. There's no way we should expect that to happen. The Raptors are playing so well right now. For Kevin Durant to come back into this series, come in cold, haven't played in so long, and help the Warriors not only win three straight games, but two of them have to be in Toronto against the Raptors team that, I can't stress enough, is playing so well. Man, what a way to end all the talk of, do the Warriors need Durant? But that's what would make it so special for his legacy, because the odds of it happening are so minuscule. Same way we look at LeBron bringing the Cavs back from down 3-1 against the 73-win Warriors. If you would have asked me entering Game 5 of that series, well, what would that do for LeBron's legacy? I'd say it'd be huge, because it probably won't happen, but now we see it. We see how big that is and how much that changes how we view LeBron.
Is Nick Nurse out coaching Steve Kerr?
Yes, and I think it's maybe the most surprising development of these finals. I thought the Warriors would win, but I came in much higher on the Raptors than most people. I'm not surprised by how this has gone. I am very surprised that Nick Nurse is out coaching Steve Kerr. Nurse was up and down throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. Was a little too rigid in his rotations at times against the 76ers. Seemed to be slow on the draw as they fell down 2-0 to the Bucks. He's a first-year coach. Like, he looked like a first-year coach. Man, he is coaching circles around Steve Kerr, and I just can't believe it.
I give a ton of credit to the job he's done coaching, and we're nosing him now because it's in the finals, but I thought he did a great job coaching him all year, and specifically in the Milwaukee series, where I thought he got the best of Budenholzer, who for me was the coach of the year in the NBA this year. And he got out-coached in that series, too. So Nick Nurse is knocking off the best coaches in the NBA as he does it. He's doing with Kawhi Leonard, but it is. It's a team effort, and they're getting a little something in different ways from different individuals on a game-in, game-out basis. How huge was Ibaka last night in that victory?
Oh, he was fantastic. Serge Ibaka's decision-making in these games, in these big games, has just stood out to where it has been at other points in his career. He's somebody who can get the ball, not be decisive enough. He is so assertive right now. He has so much confidence in what he's doing that he's going to make the shot. He's going to make the right pass. He's not overthinking it. He's not underthinking it. He is one of these guys. This is what it takes to win a championship, is you need players who are at the exact right point in their career where they've been around long enough to have a thorough understanding of what to do, but they're not too old that their athleticism, that their body is giving out. He is right in that prime window. And the Raptors have a few players like him, Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, where Danny Green, where they're in that mode, but Serge Ibaka stands out definitely.
I know it's just a hypothetical question because the Raptors haven't won it yet, but assuming they win, does that move the needle at all on the percentage chance they have of keeping Kawhi Leonard?
How could it not? When Kawhi Leonard joined the Raptors and he was asked, you know, what would it take for them to keep you? And he said, well, players like me, stars like me, we want to play for winning teams. What an example to show of not just a good team, but a championship team. It's very hard to walk away from a championship team. Maybe he'll do it, right? He's his own guy. He has his own desires, and he'll have the right to do it. I don't think anybody in Toronto would begrudge him if he leaves.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Win a championship. I think if you help them win a championship, I feel like you get a little bit of a pass. Not that there wouldn't be any little bit of resentment, but I think overall they'd be happy with him for delivering this magic season. But yes, I think a championship would improve their odds, but he is so tough to read.
Right. He's not tipping his hand one way or the other, which makes it a fascinating question and a conversation. By the way, I hope that you're right, and you should be right, that Toronto will just say thank you very much for delivering the championship. If he goes his own way, they wave goodbye and smile. I'm not sure that's the case. And I don't know Toronto fans better than any other fans, but I just know sports fans in general, they get all ticked off when you do anything that doesn't allow them to continue to win. All right, can they close this one out in game number 5? Can they actually take the Warriors down in 5 games?
Yeah, I mean, how could you not pick them? The team that has dominated the series is healthier and is at home. I think you got to pick them. And just going back to Kawhi Leonard real quick, It's maybe a little different, maybe not, but maybe a little different because this is his first year in Toronto. Raptors fans have not had a long time to build a connection with him, to feel as if he leaves, that he's really turning their backs on them after they supported him so long. They've supported him 1 year. I think there's a little bit left to get over.
All right, that's a good point. I will use that if and when I hear Toronto fans and they come in, can't believe Kawhi left after we could be a dynasty. I'll use that very line. Thank you very much for that. All right, last thing, if, let's say, the Warriors find a way to win Game 5 and they come back for a Game 6 in Oracle, and then all of a sudden maybe Durant's back, maybe he's not, but home court advantage finally shows up for the Warriors, who've been a great home court team for 5 years now, but you hadn't noticed it in the first two games of this particular series. Who's the pressure on in Game 7? Going back to Toronto, home game for the Raptors, but the Warriors are the team who've just won two in a row. But if you waste that and lose it in Game number 7, what does it mean? How great would a Game 7 be in this series?
Oh, it would be fantastic, because that question we talked about earlier of what would happen if the Warriors are fully healthy, I'm not sure they'd get to that point, but they'd get much closer. The longer the series goes, the more opportunity they have to get healthy, and I would have loved to see what these teams would have done at full strength, because I have that much faith in these Raptors after seeing them now, that would have been a very tight series, more likely to be 2 than 3-1 in either direction with Toronto up as it is in reality. So yeah, I'd love to see that. I'm just not convinced. We'll see. But I'm just not convinced that the Warriors are going to come to Toronto in Game 5 really playing their hearts out to prolong this series. This team kind of feels like it's ready to be done, and it's hard to summon. Of course you want to win. Like, there's no doubt about that. Everybody in the Warriors wants to win, but it's hard to summon that extra motivation that puts teams over the top when you're feeling a little bit down about yourself.
Dan, great stuff. We appreciate the insight. Enjoy the rest of the series. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate you tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.